This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
There is one thing that this show really does enjoy and that Kira and I both really enjoy is people. And that is funny audio of things going wrong at live events.
Okay, and
be
usually
they on TV.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy, and usually it's like TV reporters and, you know, stuff like that in live broadcasts. But this, Chris, is kind of adorable. It involves a little 7-year-old boy and involves him singing the Australian national anthem at an Australian baseball league match, I think in Adelaide or something like that. So to set the scene,
okay.
This little boy, he is 7 years of age. His name is Ethan Hall. And he's wearing a little red wine waistcoat and he's got a little shirt on him and he's got little trousers
tie.
On him. And
oh, does he have a tie? Sorry, he doesn't have a tie.
This is a really big deal, okay?
Yeah. And this is always a big deal, like when they play at an event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge deal.
I mean, I imagine his parents are there.
Yeah.
I mean, his relations, all the rest. But in the middle of it, he kind of caught a bad case of hiccups.
Oh.
And what you're about to hear is...
I haven't heard this.
Literally the funniest thing that I have heard in a long, long time. Funny but adorable too at the same time.
Okay, let's go for it. Give it a play.
Right, here we go.
Special guest, Ethan Hall from Hallmark Music Studio.
So obviously he's out here and he's about to start singing the anthem.
Sure, I mean, this is a big deal.
Australians all let us rejoice. For we are again free. We've got
what is this? What is this? For what? Why?
What the fuck is this?
The crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh wow,
the crowd goes absolutely crazy for him. All the players, you know what I mean, he goes mad, he runs out, somebody gives him a high five, and then he runs into the players and they all give him a high five.
Oh,
he got the hiccups, sorry, in his stage.
Oh my god,
absolutely priceless, everyone. You'd pay big money to see something like that, Fraser.
Yeah, we're just saying they're going to have to follow that up tomorrow. That's the best I've seen all year, and I don't think anything will top it. So, absolutely fantastic job there.
Hey, the old adage, the show must go on, and what a lot of cash.
Oh, wow, that is incredible.
Isn't that the funniest thing that you've heard in a long time?
That poor child.
My face is sore from smiling and laughing so much, you know?
And the thing is...
But no,
you're not laughing at him.
No.
You're laughing with the kid. Like, he's just a kid.
Completely.
And it's all good.
He's 7 years of age. But like his determination, he finished that song. He had the hiccups. Oh my God, it's just
good,
it's
for
brilliant.
Him. No, I'm proud of him.
It's brilliant.
Good for him. He kept at it. And as the dude said, the show must go on. Boy, did that kid keep at it.
I'm going to post that video onto my Twitter account at I am Kira King.
Oh, that is
and,
hilarious.
And hopefully I'll give you a little laugh before bedtime, because genuinely that is the funniest thing that I've heard in an adorable way in the longest time.
Would you play a few seconds of it again? Like, just play a few seconds of like the start of it again.
Let's
it's over on Kira's computer. Just put it back there to like around when he starts, like... Yeah, here we go. Anyway, from here is fine.
Australians
oh God. Oh boy.
We can't see as the players are laughing.
They're really trying hard not to laugh. Like, you can see them scrunching over themselves and
it's just a cute little boy
putting their hands up to their face and trying to look serious and
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.